Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Happy Super Bowl Football Friday, everyone. A week ago, I couldn't wait for this moment. This moment is here. We finally get to concentrate on everything else as my own volume is going bat, you know what, crazy. Welcome to the program. Eagles Chiefs Super Bowl kicking off on Sunday, and I couldn't be more excited about it. And I couldn't be more excited about it for the main reason that I truly believe, crunching the numbers, going back and watching tape, watching all that fun stuff, the Chiefs season of the Eagles season, I truly believe that I can denounce any homerism left in me and say objectively that the Philadelphia Eagles are going to win their second Super Bowl. And we are going to party on Broad Street late Sunday night. And then a day or two later, when we take to Broad Street, when we take to the JFK Parkway, and when we take to the Art Museum steps yet again, and we celebrate a second Super Bowl championship for the Philadelphia Eagles, their second in 5 years. The best the Eagles have done previous to that, back-to-back NFL championships in 1948 and 49. And I'm going to go ahead and assume that people watching this, people consuming this content, weren't around for that one, for the most part. But anyway, it's going to be the best the Eagles have been in a very long time, the best they have been ever. And I do believe we are watching the best Eagles team we have ever seen when they take the field on Sunday night. With Jalen Hurts at quarterback, with this offensive line, with this defensive line, with this secondary, not only are they just the better team, which is the number one reason overall I believe the Eagles will win, because they are the better team, and that's all the respect in the world to Patrick Mahomes, and yes, that's all the respect in the world to guys like Steve Spagnuolo, and of course, our former head coach Andy Reid. I truly believe the Eagles are the better team, bottom line. Not only are they the better team, I also believe that the Philadelphia Eagles are the best version of the Philadelphia Eagles we have ever seen. When it comes from the starting number one to the starting 22, all the way through, it's the best. The absolute best team we have seen. When you talk about depth, you can certainly look at that 2017 team without question, and the fact that they did the impossible. They beat Tom Brady and the Patriots in that Super Bowl with Nick Foles as their quarterback and all the subs, all the replacements, Halapulavati Vaitai in for Jason Peters, just as an example. They did it in a miraculous, incredible way. This Eagles team will do it simply because they are that good. They are them. He is him. However you want to call it, the Eagles are going to win this game on Sunday, aside from overall being the better team. When you crunch the numbers and you look at it, it's really astonishing. I'm sure you've seen the numbers by now. The Chiefs and the Eagles have scored the same amount of points. The Chiefs and the Eagles, obviously, the number one seed going into this game. When I say score the same amount of points, I mean through the season. How incredible is that? And talking about two number one seeds facing each other, all the things like that. You could also look at the incredible storylines going into this game. Literally having two brothers, one on each offense, facing each other in the Kelce brothers. You can't get more similar than this Eagles-Chiefs team. Except for one aspect. But let's go through a couple of things that make them so damn similar, so damn close. You look at yards per game, Chiefs are number one, Eagles are third. Points per game, Chiefs are number one, Eagles are third. Passing yards per game, It's the best passing offense you're facing in the NFL with Patrick Mahomes leading that with a bunch of receivers that a lot of people really didn't want, none of whom are named Tyreek Hill, as we all know. And if you don't know that point in the season, well, then I believe that's definition of casual. Passing yards per game, Chiefs number one, just shy of 300 per game. And then you also look passing yards per game for the Eagles. Chiefs number one, Eagles ninth, so still a top 10. But rushing yards per game. Rushing yards per game is where the Eagles have the biggest advantage in terms of what they're able to do in their ground game. And a lot of people know this going into it, but when you look at the Eagles, they have in the NFL the fifth-ranked rushing offense. Fifth-ranked with 147 yards per game. The Chiefs just 115 rushing yards per game, ranked 20th in the NFL. 20th. In the NFL. That right there is the most glaring stat for this game. Because a huge, huge advantage for the Eagles is being able to run the game, being able to run the ball as well as they can run the ball. And when it comes to this Eagles team controlling the clock, that's what they're going to depend on. Nick Sirianni said it yesterday, and I'll get into it in a second, that yes, they want to score points, but they also realize there's a strategy here too. Don't let Patrick Mahomes have the ball in his hands for ample amounts of time. Don't allow him the opportunity to do damage to your defense. But in this case, the Eagles have the firepower with Miles Sanders, Kenny Gainwell, Boston Scott, and obviously their quarterback, Jalen Hurts, behind this offensive line to do a lot of damage. And whoever it is that's going to be trying to hunt down Jalen Hurts in the backfield, the Eagles' RPO game is going to be strong in this one. And when I look at what they could do offensively with just the run game, I also think about, conversely, what that could do for their passing game and how a team that I mentioned a second ago is the ninth best passing team in the NFL with Jalen Hurts as their quarterback, ninth best passing offense. That opens up a lot of things if you're looking at that RPO game and you're not just handing the ball off, but you're also using it as that play action instead of an RPO. Be able to hit guys like A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, hit those guys down the field or hit those guys on slants that can catch the ball 7, 8, 10 yards down the line of scrimmage, and then all of a sudden, next thing you know, they got a 50-yard gain out of it. RPO is going to open up a lot of things for the Eagles in this one, and I do think there's a lot of scenarios here where you have Steve Spagnuolo, who is going to be going after Jalen Hurts, trying to get him off his spot, trying to hit him, realizing that, yes, Patrick Mahomes isn't the only quarterback coming into this game a little banged up. Jalen Hurts, I still very much believe with that shoulder, is banged up. I don't think he's 100%, as I've stated leading up to this show all week long. I don't believe he's absolutely 100% going into this game. And you look at last week's game with the shoulder, or 2 weeks ago, rather, with the shoulder, he didn't look the most accurate we have seen him. It was a struggle in that game, but yet somehow magically the Eagles still scored 31 points on the best defense in the NFL in the San Francisco 49ers, which, by the way, side note, good God, stop crying, San Francisco 49ers fans. Like, you're embarrassing yourselves at this point. Come on. Like, every team in the NFL has been robbed of something. Oh, quote unquote robbed. They've had that feeling. But good God. Okay, so Devontae Smith caught that first touchdown, but didn't catch that first, or excuse me, the big play to set up the first touchdown in the game, but he didn't catch it. Okay, what about the other? I don't know. What about the other, 20 plus points in that game? What about the rest of that game? What about your fumbles? Huh? What about not protecting your quarterback? I digress. We're on to bigger and better things here in Philadelphia. But anyway, looking at this team, you look at the run offense and what the Eagles could put on the football field that can control the clock, and that's a huge factor going into this one. The other thing that we can look at going into this game is the fact that the Eagles' pass rush is far and away the best in the NFL. Well, the Chiefs are second in the NFL. Yeah, the Chiefs are second. They have 55 sacks on the season compared to the Eagles' 70. The Kansas City Chiefs had a really nice season when it came to coming after the quarterback. Chris Jones, good for you. Great season. The rest of that defensive line, adorable. Cute. Eagles had a historic, by NFL standard, 70 sack season. That's pretty good. And a guy who is still playing with a huge chip on his shoulder because he only got two votes, as it turns out, to be defensive player of the year behind Nick Bosa, who Lane Johnson just owned with half a groin in the NFC Championship game, the defensive player of the year in Nick Bosa. Hassan Reddick, in my opinion, not far off. Still playing with that chip on his shoulder now in the playoffs. So I do believe that they're going to be able to get after Patrick Mahomes and at least make him uncomfortable. Make him make as many circus throws as you possibly can in this game. And I think Hassan Reddick's going to have a huge say in how many circus throws you see from Patrick Mahomes in this game. You also look at maybe pressures in other games that Patrick Mahomes has played in. Look at the other Super Bowls. It's a crazy thing. The win that they had over San Francisco, the 49ers, the Kansas City Chiefs had over the 49ers a couple of years ago in 2019. I believe he was sacked four times. Patrick Mahomes was sacked four times in that game. You look at the game against the Bucs, where he was under duress really throughout that game. He was only sacked three times in that game. But the point is, yeah, sometimes it just helps to force him into mistakes. Sometimes it helps to just force him off his spot and never let him get comfortable. The Eagles can certainly do that in this game. They can certainly do what Todd Bowles did, probably not with the amount of blitzes, because Jonathan Gannon just, that's not part of his game plan. That's not part of his scheme. It's not part of his philosophy. But if you get those guys up front winning battles, and then you have the best secondary in the NFL waiting there to pick off a pass, bat a ball away, or just be all over their receivers, there's not going to be a lot of options for Patrick Mahomes. You know, there's always the argument about pass defense, or should be defensive line helping the secondary, secondary helping the defensive line. This is the most happy marriage maybe ever between what this secondary does and what this defensive line does. It is incredible. So that's another thing I'm looking at when it comes to this game is the rushing offense of the Eagles, how they can control the clock. Then you just look at the overall defense. I mean, the overall defense, when you look at this team, is profound. I mean, you're talking about points per game, the Eagles, top 10 defense. You look at the Kansas City Chiefs, top 16, you could say that. So they're, you know, middle of the pack, more or less. But then you look at this, yards allowed per game. Eagles just over 300. And then you look at the yards per game with the Kansas City Chiefs, 328. So that's out of the top 10. Eagles are the second best team in the NFL, second to the team they just beat in the San Francisco 49ers. Then the sacks are a huge thing. And probably the number one matchup I'm going to be watching on this field is what Hassan Reddick does with Andrew Wiley in this game. Because that, to me, is a huge factor in this one. When I look at what Andrew Wiley can do at the right tackle position, and then I look how Hassan Reddick has lined up over right tackles for the vast majority of this season and had the season that he has had, if you're Eric Bieniemy, if you're Andy Reid, the guy you're watching for this whole game is Hassan Reddick. And the beauty of that is that unlike the Kansas City Chiefs, who have one guy with the vast majority of their snaps, unlike that, you have four other guys that have 10-plus sacks on the season, as all Eagles fans know. Hassan Reddick's the number one culprit. But then on the other side, you're going to have a pretty nice matchup there with Josh Sweat going up against a Pro Bowler, their left tackle, Orlando Brown. You got an all-pro center they have as well. So there you go. When you go to Kelsey, this is what they have in the middle of their offensive line. That's two really good centers in this game as well. I know everyone's focused on Kelsey versus Kelsey when it comes to the offense being on the football field for both teams. But the center matchups, for all the young kids out there, you'll be watching. If you want to play center in the NFL, watch this game. Take note. It's going to be amazing. But bottom line is, when you think about what this Eagles defensive line could bring to the table, when you're trying to stop Hassan Reddick, Josh Sweat can come around the other side. Brandon Graham can come off in rotation. And by the way, another 11 sacks there as well. When you look at what you could get in the middle with Javon Hargrave making the push in the middle of the line of scrimmage, Fletcher Cox being there as well. And then just whatever you want, Ndamukong Suh, Linval Joseph, Jordan Davis. This is a stacked defensive line. Offensively speaking, when you talk about differences between these two teams, the biggest difference, without question, is the running offense of the Philadelphia Eagles versus the Kansas City Chiefs, as I just pointed out. Defensively, oh my goodness, how this team, with even though they're ranked 1 and 2 in the NFL, the versatility, the diversity of the ways this team can get after the quarterback with an occasional blitz, but mostly running games, mostly relying on your front four or front five to make sure that they win their one-on-one battles, or Hassan Reddick takes up a double team, or Fletcher Cox takes up a double team on any given play in the middle of the line of scrimmage, or you have a guy like Ndamukong Suh doing that, whoever it might be, this defensive line is going to get after the quarterback. It's not going to amount in some crazy six-sack game, but it is going to amount in a lot of pressures, a lot of opportunities for Patrick Mahomes to force a bad throw, to make a mistake, or just even kill a down by having to throw the ball away. That's what I'll be waiting for when it comes to this defense and how aggressive they can be. When you look at the rest of the stats, takeaways defensively, takeaways, another glaring thing here. Eagles had 27 on the season compared to just 20 for the Chiefs. Eagles, that put them fifth in the NFL in takeaways, while the Chiefs were ranked there at number 22 in the NFL. So there's a lot of things that we could look at in this game. But the number one matchup, as I mentioned, is going to be Hassan Reddick versus Andrew Wiley. That's going to be the number one thing I'm going to be looking for on defense when the Eagles are on defense. And then on offense, I am very curious to see how Steve Spagnuolo attacks this. He's a very experienced defensive coordinator. He's a very experienced defensive mind in the NFL. How is he going to stop Jalen Hurts? How is he going to stop Miles Sanders? How is he going to stop, even when you have a guy like Dallas Goedert, who is, I think, finally getting some props thanks to our friend Clay Harbor putting the word out there, and he's been doing it since before the season, talking about how good Dallas Goedert is, second-best tight end in the NFL right now, compared second only to Travis Kelce, who's going to be on the football field, obviously, on Sunday. When it comes to run game, when it comes to blocking, when it comes to receiving, when it comes to yards after catch, that's all you want in a tight end, and Dallas Goedert can do it all and can do it all at a very high level. We're talking about a guy that would have been a Pro Bowler had he not got hurt this year on a BS face mask penalty that was missed in the Washington Commanders game. This is going to be, I believe, an incredible Super Bowl, and we are going to settle in for one of the best games we might ever see in our lives. And the fact of the matter is, as Philadelphia Eagles fans, as people ready to storm Broad Street, it's going to come out, I think, in our favor. And my official prediction for the Eagles-Chiefs Super Bowl, the Eagles will win this game by a score of 34-27. It's going to be a high-scoring game. I know a lot of people are predicting something very similar, that's the range where they have enough respect for the Chiefs to realize it's not going to be a 34-10 win or a 41-14 win or something like that. I just believe that Patrick Mahomes is a pretty damn good quarterback, one of the best I've ever seen play. Yes, he's got a lot of experience, and that doesn't count for nothing. That counts for something. When you tell the Philadelphia Eagles fans, who 5 years ago experienced a Super Bowl win over Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, about experience, we think it's cute. We think it's adorable. Nick Foles beat Tom Brady. How much did experience matter in that regard? Zero. Patrick Mahomes versus Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts hadn't even won a playoff game. Jalen Hurts is just under his second year as a starting quarterback in the NFL. And he got 1-2 in the MVP voting. Patrick Mahomes, by the way, MVP of the league again. We got a lot of respect for him. We know what he is. I think if you're a diehard fan of your team, regardless of who your team might be, and you look at Patrick Mahomes, you look at a guy that you marvel at for the most part. If you're not watching your team, you're trying to catch at least highlights of the Kansas City Chiefs team, because that's how good their game. That's how good Patrick Mahomes is. That's how good the Kansas City Chiefs are, because you want to see what they do. And let's face it, fantasy owners, everyone's got, every league's got Travis Kelce, every league's got Patrick Mahomes, blah, blah, blah. You go on with that. Everybody's watching the Kansas City Chiefs. Everyone knows what the Kansas City Chiefs are. Everyone knows what they can do and what they're capable of. So I think that's why people are so knowledgeable about what they bring to the table. There's no disrespect there. It just comes down to the overall better team, without question, heading into this game is the Philadelphia Eagles. And I truly believe the Eagles are going to take home a 34-27 Super Bowl victory over the Kansas City Chiefs. And I'll see you guys. I'll see yous guys on Broad Street that night. And I'll see you in Center City during the parade. Can't wait for it. Eagles are going to win this game, baby. I'm very excited. I'm very stoked. I can't wait for it. Kickoff, it can't happen sooner. A couple other news and notes. I like using that word adorable because I think it applies here as well. Did you know this season, the Kansas City Chiefs, the four best pass rushes they faced this season? Seattle Seahawks with 45 sacks. The Milwaukee Bucks. That's hilarious. I miswrote Bucks in my notes. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers also with 45. The Indianapolis Colts with 44, and the San Francisco 49ers also with 44. That's the best they've faced this year. Now you're going to be facing a team with 70 sacks. And here's the other thing. Those other teams, here's the crazy thing. Listen to this. Those other teams, Seattle, Tampa Bay, Indianapolis, and San Francisco, they try to get after the quarterback. The Eagles just win their battles. I'd be willing to bet the lowest blitz rate of any of those teams is the Philadelphia Eagles. So that goes in the Eagles' favor for that. That's a nice little thing. Is it Sunday yet? Did Sunday happen yet? I blacked out for a second there. How long has my open been going? I don't even know. But anyway, a couple of things from yesterday. I told you earlier, Nick Sirianni addressed the media yesterday. So did Jalen Hurts. And Jalen Hurts just dropped poetry when a reporter asked him about overcoming doubters and haters and all that stuff. And actually, the question was like, how do you make it look easy? And Jalen Hurts didn't even crack a smile. He just launched into poetry. But first, let's get to Nick Sirianni. I say one of the biggest factors in this game is going to be the fact that the Eagles can control the football with how well they run the ball. One of the big things going into this game is going to be clock management. And it's not just in terms of timeouts that we've talked about so many times in Andy Reid's tenure here in Philadelphia. It's going to be controlling time of possession. So yesterday, I believe it was Sal Palantonio that asked Nick Sirianni the question about keep away. Is a lot of this going to be keep away when talking about strategy going up against Patrick Mahomes and the number one passing offense in the NFL? And here is what Nick Sirianni told Sal Pal yesterday during the media session.
Our job is to score points on offense, so sometimes that's the way you play it is a keep away battle. Sometimes it is to, you know, try to score as many points as you possibly can. I've always been in the school of scoring as many points as you possibly can and trying to score more than the other guys. That doesn't mean that we, you know, in 2019, we played the Chiefs when we were with the Colts and it was a little bit of a keep away game. So I'll keep, so we have that in our pocket. You know, we also think it's important to score points. Obviously I won't give too much of the game plan away of what we're trying to do, but we also understand how dangerous Patrick Mahomes is, and how good of a football player he is.
Yes, he's very good. We all respect him. Here's the thing. They're playing keep away on Sunday. I have no doubt in my mind that's going to be a huge factor. The Eagles, I can't believe – John McMullen, I was on with the Jacob Media guys yesterday. Or was it yesterday? Yeah, it was yesterday. Dude, I have no idea what day it is. This whole week for me has been the week between Christmas and New Year's where I've just focused on a Sunday. Which Sunday? Not this one, but next one. Is it that day yet? No? Okay. But as this week has gone on, as I drop my legal pad, I've never thought more about the opening coin toss. I've never thought more about the coin toss ever going into a football game than I have for this one. And John McMullen asked me that question. He goes, how important is the coin toss for you? And I can tell, and I know John pretty well by now, I'm like, John's been thinking about this as much as I have. I said, John, I was watching some highlights the other day, and I'm just watching these offenses have the explosive plays, also have the long drives and the whole thing. Both are capable of doing it, but the Eagles have the best chance to do it because of their run game. And I'm like, wow. So the Giants gave Jalen Hurts the ball first. The 49ers gave Jalen Hurts the ball first. That's a bad idea. I understand conventional wisdom. And if you're asking me, would you rather receive or defer? I would rather defer because you have an opportunity then to obviously score in the first half and then you get the ball to start in the second half and it's almost like you could use that as a turnover. If the other team is driving and they run out of time, it's like, oh, they can't use it. It's like a turnover. It's like a guaranteed turnover. Plus, you also have the opportunity to score at the end of the first half, double up with the possession in the second half. There's multiple reasons why you do it. Generally speaking, you're asking me, you want to receive or defer? I want to defer. That's why you see it so often in the NFL. Generally speaking. But this is why there are many chapters to that book. Facing Jalen Hurts, you don't want to give him the ball first. You're facing Patrick Mahomes, I don't want to give him the ball first either. But if the Eagles are going to get that ball first, if they're going to win that coin toss, if they're going to have that first possession, I think regardless of it, I just want to know who gets the ball in the second half. But if the Eagles get that ball first, so if most likely, if the Chiefs win the coin toss and defer to the Eagles, and Jalen Hurts gets that ball, I want to see a 10 to 15 play, 75-yard touchdown drive. And if the Eagles are able to do that, oh my goodness.
I want to see the win percentage. You know, sometimes on ESPN game tracker, you can see like the win percentage. The win percentage went from like 5 to 75. You know, like they went from 50 to 99.8, right? I have great confidence in this team being able to win this game. And I do think, with Nick Sirianni especially saying that, and alluding to the idea of when they played him with the Colts, they did a lot of the same thing. I mean, look, it's when you face great quarterbacks like that, when you face overall great offenses, you want to give them as few opportunities as possible to beat you. And it's not going to take much when you have the best passing offense. Now, I will give this stat one more time because our man Mike Missinelli passed this along as well when I did the show with him Tuesday night. No idea what day. Tuesday night, when the number one passing defense, the Eagles, takes on the number one passing offense, the Chiefs, the passing defense wins by an average of like 31 points. It's like insane. They win. That is a huge factor going into this game as well. So yes, I think it would behoove the Eagles to not just trust their passing defense, which they should, but also keep the ball out of the hands of Patrick Mahomes to make sure he doesn't have more opportunities to beat you deep. Next up, Jalen Hurts addressed the media yesterday. By the way, I didn't even mention Tony Bruno joins the show today, folks. The great Tony Bruno. Known Tony for a long time. Tony's the type of guy that you can know a little bit and he'll still see you at like Home Depot and throw a hug on you. That's what I love about Tony. And then I realized during this interview why I've seen him at Home Depot or Lowe's as often as I have. I did the Fast Five. I did the Farzi Five with him. First job, let's just say he was a man of labor. A man of labor. Let's get to Jalen Hurts, though. Jalen Hurts yesterday was asked a question that was incredible. I don't know the gentleman. I don't know his outlet, but his platform. But yesterday he asked the question of Jalen Hurts, how'd you overcome the doubters? How'd you overcome the haters? And in this about 60, 70 second hit, Jalen Hurts offered poetry about how he overcame the haters and the doubters.
You know, everything that I want to do is just quantify my work, just quantify the work that I put in. I don't really like to look at the results. Never like to look at the results, just the process of getting better. You know, it's truly, you know, you can look back and say that there are so many things that can motivate me and drive me to want more and to be the best. And you know, why do I just keep getting up and going and going and going? But I had a purpose before everybody had an opinion. It's not about anybody else. I know y'all like that one. but it's not about anybody else. It's just about going to do it because that's what you want. That's what you set out there to go do. So, you know, I've always been my biggest critic, you know, and as the success has come, it'll continue to stay that way. But I also hold the respect of my peers and their words, my coaches, my family, my dad, my brother, Coach Sirianni, Coach Brian, the guys that I play with. Those are guys that, you know, in the end, those are the guys that go out there and lay it all out on the line for.
to all the young kids out there that want to be professional athletes, that's the mindset you want. And I love that he knew it too. I had a purpose before anybody had an opinion. Yeah, y'all like that, don't you? And it's great. I've said for the last 2 years, even going into last year.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
There is no better mindset I want in an athlete than the mindset of Jalen Hurts. There's no better mentality I want in any athlete that's ever played in Philadelphia, that will ever play in Philadelphia, than the mindset of Jalen Hurts. The work ethic, the determination, the dedication to the craft, and let's face it, the results. pretty damn good. Pretty damn good. Before I get to the chat check, we're going to have Tony end the show. I'm doing a hit for Fox today, so I got to get over to the studio. They're only in Phoenix. They're only in Arizona. They're only in Glendale. They're having me go to Old City. Thanks. Thanks, Mike and Alex. Anyway, let me tell you about Steven Singer of Steven Singer Jewelers. Ladies and gentlemen, oh my goodness. How many? 4 days away from Valentine's Day. Great. 4 days away from Valentine's Day. Steven Singer Jewelers, one place, one price, the perfect price online at IHateStevenSinger.com. That's IHateStevenSinger.com. How about Manscaped? 20% off and free shipping when you use promo code Farzy. That's 20% off and free shipping. When you use promo code Farzy at Manscaped.com, you'll enjoy their Platinum Package 4.0, which is the best hygiene bundle yet. Also, Freestone Farm CBD, FreestoneFarmCBD.com. Enjoy all they have to offer at FreestoneFarmCBD.com. Use 20% off when you use promo code Farzy at FreestoneFarmCBD.com. You'll enjoy the tropical tasting Bayox, the Clock Center, the chart topping 24.1%. And their Super CBD, which is half Hindu, Kush, and 21%. Genetics are off the charts. Freestone Farm CBD, FreestoneFarmCBD.com. How about PHL Sports Nation, Philadelphia Sports Nation, enhancing your Philadelphia sports fan experience across all social media and blogs. That's phlsportsnation.com. Chat check. Let's see how you guys are doing today. Kevin, what's going on, Kevin? Fuji, what's up, Fuji? Go Birds. April, wearing my B-Doc jersey to work today, bringing all my others. Oh, and bringing all my others for coworkers to wear for jersey day. That's good of you. That's nice, April. Don't let them jinx the jersey, though. Just kidding. We have Nick. Oh, I just did it. Nick Sirianni. No superstitions. Let Hassan Havoc Redick set the tone. Fuji, I agree. Let's go Eagles. Mihai, what's up, Mihai? Hey, happy Football Friday, everybody. Eagles win 31-24 in a similar fashion to Super Bowl 52. Very nice. All I'm going to say, we need this Super Bowl win if we're going to be nationally hated. I think we already are. Did you see Kelly Clarkson trying to rip us the other day? I'm like, it's from Kelly Clarkson. I'm not really that offended. Sue's third Super Bowl in a row. That's right. Yeah, Fuji, you're right. I have a bag of Amarosa rolls in the freezer from our last trip. Breaking them out on Sunday. That's awesome. April, that's awesome. Michael Branconi. What's up, Michael Branconi? Mark, you're my favorite sports talk. Oh, you're my favorite sports talk host of all time. Go Birds. Thank you so much. Michael, thank you. Mark with a C, not Mark with a K. No worries, Michael. Thanks, buddy. Keep that ball out of Mahomes' hand, says Sean Gillespie. What's up, Sean? April, what are even days? I don't even know. April, wish we could share pics and gifts in the chat. Please tell me you saw the pic of Ben Simmons in the empty Fresh Prince living room talking. That's a shame. Jamie Apodi. I got to give credit to Jamie Apodi. I saw her on the old Action News, right? And she was talking about the Nets. And she goes, so now Ben Simmons is the only, you know, net of note. So I guess that means they got no shot. Ah! Ah! Did she do the finger guns at Rick Williams? Oh, my. I was dying. Jamie Apodi made the greatest, like, I won't say dad joke, obviously. I'll say parent joke. It was awesome. I literally laughed out loud. Oh, why sipping my espresso this morning? Boop. PJ, I'm going to get the phone with YouTube because that's a great idea. And, of course, the internet doesn't miss. Yeah, I'll have to check it out later. Ladies and gentlemen, please enjoy this conversation with my friend Tony Bruno. We talk Super Bowl. We talk about him on Radio Row. We play Farzy 5. The amazing thing is I think I asked three questions. I told Tony it'll be a tight 10 from Radio Row. I asked, I think, three questions, including how are you, my friend? And that was 9 minutes. Tony just hit a gear, man, and I just got the hell out of the way. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Eagles are going to win the Super Bowl. Talk to you about it on Monday morning, probably Sunday night as well. Also, Jacob Media pregame show. I'll be with Seth Joyner, Derek Gunn from Ocean Casino. Halftime, I'll be with Devin Caney. And then I'll see you guys on Broad Street. Jim Heiden, producer of the program, did a wonderful job. This is a Buzz Sports Entertainment production. My name is Mark Farzetta. Without further ado, let's get to my good friend Tony Bruno as he joins us on the Rothman Orthopedics guest line. Oh, man, oh, man. It is with deepest pride and greatest pleasure, ladies and gentlemen. We go to Radio Row for our friend Tony Bruno, the first-time guest of the Farzy Show now from the No Filter Network, nofilter.net. Tony, how are you, brother?
How come it takes the Eagles getting back to the Super Bowl before I'm a guest on the Farzee Show? Come on, man. What's the matter with you, bro?
As I am embarrassed. When I was thinking of, like, guests I wanted to get on this week, I was like, I got to get Tony. And then I thought, how have I not had Tony on already? I am embarrassed. My profound apologies.
That's okay, man. You know, I've been busy. I've been in Florida anyway, so I really don't have time to. No, I'm kidding. I moved to Florida in August of last year, and then a month later got hit by a hurricane in Cape Coral. So that's my luck. But everybody's okay, and the buildings weren't, you know, my condo wasn't destroyed, so we're okay. We're safe. Robin and I are happy. And it's a dry heat. And no, there's a dry heat here. It's very humid in Florida. So that's the difference. But they're both good places. Everybody either comes to Phoenix or Florida this time of the year to get away from the snow and the ice. And it snowbirds. You know, you got spring training baseball starting here next week, starting in Florida, the Phillies. And so as soon as football's over, man, boom, we go right to baseball spring training.
Mm-hmm. No, absolutely. And last I checked, Tony, that hurricane was complaining that it got hit by you, my friend.
Well, I actually stopped it. It would have been much worse. Then when it got to my neighborhood and it saw that I lived there, I said, I'm not messing with that Bruno guy, man. He's connected. You know, he's not a mafia, but he knows a lot of people. He knows a lot of bookies who will go after Jim Cantore and anybody else who gives him any crap.
What is it like for you down there on Radio Row now? I'm sure it's buzzing as it always is.
You know what's amazing? Marcus, I've been to 40 Super Bowls. There haven't been 40 Radio Rows because it didn't start until the 90s when sports radio started. You know, there was the Fan in New York, then WIP, and then, you know, the networks came along in the 90s. And, you know, you can't have a Radio Row with two radio stations. You know, that would be called a radio office. You know what I mean? It would be like a studio and a small radio station. So then this thing built up with, you know, syndication and ESPN and Fox. And so then it became a big deal. And the NFL got it right because they know that they can have people fly to a city, pay for internet, to sit at a table and get a chance to talk to athletes who are coming around promoting products that they really don't know or care about, but they'll get paid to come by. But luckily now, I know so many athletes who aren't pimping stuff, so it's not just one guy after another selling something. You know, like Roger Worski, you know, he's here. A lot of Philly people, Brian Balding is here, you know, Mike Golick. You name it, go down the list. And so I know all these people, so I don't have to go to their handler and say, hey, can you squeeze me in? They walk by and say, hey, come on, and they sit down. I had Trey Wingo, Mike Golick, Ron Jaworski, and Charlie Young all on at the same time. So that's the advantage of doing your own thing and not having anybody yell at you and say, you only got 1 minute, wrap it up. You know, I could do a half an hour with somebody. I can do 5 minutes with somebody. So it's a freedom thing. You know, I've been doing this for 50 years, and now – people ask me what nofilter.net is, and I said, it's where George Carlin lives, because we could now say the seven words that you were not allowed to say back in the 60s and 70s on radio or TV. And now because I'm on the internet and you don't have FCC, but we don't curse because we want to or have to. We curse when it's necessary. You know, we're like, some comics can't go a sentence without using bad words. I can go maybe a paragraph without using a bad word. And so the bad words, you know, they're just organic. And so I don't have to worry about, did you get that? Did you hit the dump button? And not there's anything wrong with that. I'm not saying everybody should work blue. I don't work blue. But if somebody curses, you know, I'm not going to have somebody in my ear, you can't say that, cut that guy off. So it's just fun to be free. And we have Eric Burns, who is a former major league player, played for the Diamondbacks. He was on the MLB network. He got canceled for being too outlandish. Jeremy Roenick, who, you know, hockey, great hockey player, great hockey analyst. He goes on a hockey podcast, jokes around about a threesome with his wife and their good friend who travel on vacation together. NBC calls in and cancels him. And so they talked to me. They called me because I know these guys. And they said, hey, we're putting together a network where people who have been canceled now have a home to go. It's like the island of misfit toys. You know what I mean? Except we didn't hire the Snowmeister. Who was the guy on the island of misfit toys? Was it the Snowmeister?
I believe Snowmeister jumps to mind. Yes, I think you're right.
We have the Brewmeister here. We have the Meister Brow. And I don't know why no one drinks Meister Brow anymore. Is that still around as a beer connoisseur?
Right. Now I'm a whiskey and bourbon man, my friend, and red wine. I don't dabble with the beers. Tony, it's so great to have you on, man, and catch up. But I do have to ask you this. Eagles, Chiefs, Super Bowl. Are you confident in the Eagles? Where are you leaning going into Super Bowl 57?
Well, not because I'm a homer, but, you know, it's interesting. Ron Jaworski's here, you know, and obviously he has a big cigar party that he does with Mike Ditka every year. And so I had Ron on my show earlier, and, you know, he was the first Eagles quarterback that went to a Super Bowl back then when Dick Vermeil came in, and we know the story with all those great guys. So I talked to the Eagles' first Super Bowl quarterback, and they didn't beat the Raiders, you know, and then we've had the Eagles' other quarterbacks, and there's been like seven Eagle quarterbacks who've been on the cover of Sports Illustrated. It's amazing. Jim McMahon's been here. You know, Randall was the ultimate weapon. Jeff Garcia was on, Mike Bick, and you go down the list. Randall, of course, and Donovan McNabb, and now Jalen Hurts. So Philly's has a really strong tradition of quarterbacks and quarterbacks of color. You know, I don't think there's any other franchise in the NFL who, you know, who's hired or employed more great quarterbacks, running quarterbacks, pocket quarterbacks. You know, you look at the history of this franchise, and we talk about a world where it's about diversity and inclusion. The Eagles, you know, hold their heads up high as an organization for not being one of those teams that was, you know, would pick guys based on color only. So, you know, you got to be happy and proud to be an Eagle fan, especially Black History Month, Jalen Hurts. You know, and obviously, you know, Patrick Mahomes, the first two Black quarterbacks to play in the Super Bowl. So, you know, that's something to be proud of. You know, Philly fans, the media is always like anti-Philly, but, you know, you can look around at all these proud franchises, the Patriots, the Niners, you know, great franchises. And then the history of the Eagles is getting better and better. I mean, it was a long history, championships in the 40s. And then finally the Super Bowl era came. They got into one, lost. They got into another one and lost down in Jacksonville, and then they finally cemented it in Minneapolis 5 years ago, and now here we are 5 years later, and I think that this team, the consensus of everybody I talk to, not just Philly people, but the Eagles, a lot of people love the way this team is constructed, you know, offensive, defensive lines, no weaknesses, and so that's why the point spread, if you're looking at the gambling app, it hasn't moved that much, and it's probably not going to go above 3 either way, because you got money on both sides. And as you know, as a man, I believe, who used to call Nunzio or Vincenzo or any of the other guys in South Philly who would take action back in the day before you could pay as you go. I mean, you bet with those guys. You didn't have to have an account at FanDuel or DraftKings. You know, that's the good thing about the legalized gambling now. You know, you can't bet unless you don't have the money. Back in the day, you didn't have the money. You bet anyway. And then you hope that, you know, if you didn't pay it back, you get a kneecap job. You know, I mean, that's what happened. But no, you know, the bottom line is the gamblers know they want action on both sides. And that's how the point spread moves. And a lot of people to this day don't understand point spreads. You know, they're like, why are the Eagles only 3-point favorites when they win 31-7? Because it's not supposed to be based on who you think's going to win. It's for the bookmakers. They want equal action on both sides. They want the same amount of money on Kansas City as they do on the Eagles. This way they collect at the end of the game, they collect the juice, as we call it, the big. And so when a line gets too far one way or too far the other way, the bookmakers are either going to win big or they're going to lose big. So that's why they always keep moving it to adjust to where the money's going. So it has nothing to do with who the better team is. It's just who the gamblers are thinking who's going to win. And look at the Eagles game. Remember, everybody was talking about 2.5 points, 3. This is crazy. And then the Eagles win big. So will the Eagles win big? I think they could. You know, if the Eagles dominate, if Hurts has a chance to throw the ball deep against that young secondary, because remember, the Niners' secondary was their strength. I mean, the Eagles were locking guys down. So Jalen had to stay in the pocket just like Brock Purdy had to stay in the pocket, so they couldn't get loose. I think if Purdy were able to go outside, but the Eagles coaching staff did a great job. And I think they're going to do the same thing. As great as Mahomes is and Andy Reid has been, I think the pressure's on the Chiefs in this game, not on the Eagles. Because Andy Reid now, you know, he has the Super Bowl, and he's got a great future Hall of Fame quarterback already. But right now, Mahomes is a little, you know, he's a little banged up, but he'll run if he has to. Same thing with Jalen Hurts. He's banged up. He'll run if he has to. So I think if this game is close, or if the Eagles find a way to take a lead in the fourth quarter, you and I know, and everybody else knows, the Eagles have the ability to grind the clock down. And we saw it against the Niners. That game was out of reach. And you can see the Niners weren't even calling timeouts in the fourth quarter because they knew the game was over. So the Eagles can grind it down. And Jalen Hurts can then single-handedly take over, start running outside, get out of bounds, don't get hit, stay safe. And I think that's how they win the game. And I think if that's the way the game's going, Eagles up by a touchdown, They wind the clock down, maybe kick a field goal and don't give the ball back to Patrick Mahomes. I think that's how they win. And I think they can win by double digits if it goes that way. If the Eagles are down, I think they can still come back. But that's when Patrick Mahomes becomes weapon X again, because he could single-handedly take over and do the same thing, you know, that Jalen Hurts, and he has more experience at it. So to me, it's about mistakes. But if you look up front, the defensive and offensive lines, it's not even close. You know, and I love Pacheco, the local kid, you know, but Pacheco, this is going to be his first Super Bowl. And I think the Eagles will focus on making sure Mahomes doesn't get out and making sure Mahomes doesn't do any magic with the underhanded passes. And I think if they can control Mahomes, they're going to control this football game. And I think that that's the way they can win this game. Not easily, but make it one of those. We don't have to wait till the last minute for this game to be. You notice I'm moving my camera around. Like I'm not on a Ferris wheel. I'm not on a tilt-a-whirl. You know, I'm just Italian. So when I move, the camera moves. You can't see my hands because I'm too close. But if you could see my hands, it would be covering the camera like this. You know, because you do. Can you talk without your hands? Farzi, as an Italian,
no, absolutely not. No way.
You know, we do this and we do this and we do this and hey, what's the matter with you? Hey, yo, how you doing? And so I like the Eagles, not because I'm a homer Philly fan. I just think they're the better team. Seriously, I think man for man, they're a better football team. And the other advantage is, you know, as great as the link is, the Kansas City, if you've been to Arrowhead, that place is a huge advantage for the Chiefs. You know, because we talk about home field advantage anymore. And in a lot of sports, like hockey and NBA, we've seen that dominance of the buildings, because the buildings are now pretty much the same in the NBA and in hockey. You know what I mean? That they're all the same stereotype buildings with the luxury suites. So that the home field, the home ice advantage or the home court advantage isn't as overwhelming when it comes to noise factor. But in football, Arrowhead's one of the loudest places on earth. And the link when it gets jacked up. So that factor goes away. Now, there'll be fans from both teams. Most of them will be corporate rich people who have no clue and don't care who wins or loses. So the Eagles will not be at the disadvantage of playing in Arrowhead. And I think that's a huge advantage for the Kansas City Chiefs, even more so than at the link, because as loud as the link gets, it's still not the point where you really can't hear anything. You know, and I know that the players hear things in the ear, but to me, that disrupts offenses when you're the visiting team in Kansas City. So that's been wiped out of the game. So I think the crowd noise deal here, there's obviously no win factor. It's inside. So the field goal kickers are at the same disadvantage or advantage. There's no advantage. The kicking games will not be affected. Nobody's worried about the wind, which way they kick the ball. And so that neutralizes everything. So it's going to come down to mistakes, and it's going to come down to, you know, who runs the ball better. And right now the Eagles, without a doubt, are the better running team. And the running game will open up the passing game. So there you have it. I don't know who the mic is. You know, we were talking today with some of the quarterbacks, and we're talking to, you know, the former NFL guy, like, for example, Steve Levy, who did NFL and does hockey, and Trey Wingo was there. We were talking about it. And they were saying, you know, when they do games, you know, you don't have to say who the mic is. You know, when you hear the quarterback, Mike's number 37, 37's the mic. And then you don't have to explain that anymore. The fans don't need to know who the mic is. Mm-hmm. They don't know who the you know, all the terminology. People want to hear play-by-play and color analysts, not get down to the minutia of who the mic linebacker is. And now it's kill, 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 which I'm surprised the NFL is allowing quarterbacks to say kill, kill, kill in an era where we don't want to promote violence.
No, sir.
PC. So I think the kill, kill thing, it will be in the offseason, they will remove kill, kill, kill from the quarterback's vocabulary for next year to make the game a safer, cleaner, healthier place for all women, children, men, or however you identify, whatever your pronouns are.
There you go.
It'll be inclusive for everybody, Farzi.
Speaking of inclusive, you included all your answers to all the questions, but I've asked one question.
I feel like Dick Vitale when you ask him a college basketball question, and then he breaks down every conference from the Pac-12 down to the Mid-America Conference to the Patriot League, where they only get the one bye, the team, they only get the one bid, the team that wins the conference, the team that wins the regular season.
Right, right, right. All right, last thing for you. I'm going to just ask you this question because it's the only outlier here. All right, Howie Roseman, in all your years of covering professional sports, all that stuff, have you ever covered someone who's had the crazy career similar to Howie Roseman in terms of hate, in terms of now love, in terms of bad picks, good picks, whatever, just the roller coaster of a career, Howie Roseman, anybody compared to it?
No. And I've been around Philly my whole life. I've been in radio 50 years. I grew up in Philly in the 60s and 70s through some of the bad times, some of the great times. But you're right. Howie Roseman went from, remember, he won a Super Bowl and then people turned on him in a hurry. Remember when he said, if Doug Peterson, whoever wins the first Super Bowl, they'll never buy a drink. People turned on him and Doug Peterson like not, you know, the old adage was, as you know, if the Eagles win a Super Bowl, those players will walk on water. And there's no doubt Nick Foles will live in infamy. You know, even Doug Peterson, who left after the way it ended, you know, and then he moved on to another place. But the bottom line is Howie Roseman has gone from who is this guy to Chip Kelly coming in and cutting him at the knees. He wanted to run everything. Chip Kelly proved that he couldn't do it. And then Howie went out and made some bad draft decisions, you know, with the quarterback position. And that was a weakness for a while. And then all of a sudden, Howie Roseman, something clicked in, and he, unlike the Sixers who amassed all those draft picks, you know, and then where we, all these second round picks, which didn't pan out into anything, he actually started, he started making golden picks, you know, and then free agency. And I think the free agent moves obviously usurp the draft picks because Jalen Hurts was a great pick. Obviously we didn't know at the time, people were still down on him after a couple of years, but the additions of the defensive backfield, the linebackers that he signed, you know, obviously Hassan Reddick. I mean, this was without a doubt, I think, the greatest offseason by any manager, general manager, coach, or anybody in Philly sports history. Even when the Phillies brought in Pete Rose to clinch it, when the Sixers brought in Moses Malone in 83 to help them win, this guy brought in the guys to make this team a Super Bowl team and turn it around with how many different guys? I mean, this isn't the same team. That's the amazing part. So I think Howie Roseman, I think he should get a pass for the rest of his career based on the job he did. I know it's Philly, and if they don't make the playoffs next year, we know we'll be pissed off again. But let's enjoy this ride, and hopefully they win another Super Bowl. That's real. Then we can start talking about – remember when we mocked the gold standard?
Yes,
of course. The gold standard when the owner said that?
Mm-hmm.
I think, if the Eagles win the Super Bowl, you got to put them up there as gold standard franchises.
Oh, certainly. So I would agree with that. Real quick for you, Tony, I got Fast Five for you here. I got the Farzi Five for you. A couple of randos, a couple of random questions for you. First thing, best job before you were ever in the media. What was your best job before you were in the media?
My best job before I was in the media was a bricklayer. I learned concrete. I learned from my uncle. I learned physical skills. I could have been a contractor. I could have been a contender. But I loved, you know, I learned a lot. So I used that when I got married and wanted to do stuff around the home. But it was not something I wanted to do every day.
Beautiful. Okay, that's great. My family, a lot of them in the masonry jobs as well. Go-to fast food joint.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
Go-to fast food joint.
Well, when I grew up, you know, I lived in South Philly. So Pat's and Gino's was a local spot. And then it became a tourist spot. So I don't do much fast food because I'm a healthy guy. You know, I'm 70, active lifestyle. You know, I clean water, clean air, good sleeping, good cookware, the important things. But, you know, Chick-fil-A is healthy and good. So if I have to eat something and I'm driving by, I'm going to a Chick-fil-A. Okay. And their mac and cheese is good, too, when I want to cheat.
There you go. I like that. First date deal breaker in your dating days. The lady does this. It's a nope. We're out. First date deal breaker. What is a first date deal breaker?
Well, I haven't had a first date in like 40 and four decades. deal breaker back then was she wouldn't help pay for gas for my car.
Oh,
I mean,
my
if she didn't want to go Dutch. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. You know, I'm an Italian. I never asked a woman to go Dutch. I didn't really have any deal breakers. You know, if we got along, if she liked me, I liked her. You know, maybe bad breath or BO, but I always dated clean girls. I made sure they were clean.
Good for you. Favorite city to travel to? Favorite city to travel to?
I love Phoenix. You know, I love Florida. I moved to Florida. I love Arizona. I mean, I love everywhere I go. I'm not just, you know, Sedona is one of my favorite places on earth, north of Phoenix, up in the mountains in Flagstaff. Every time I come here, I take a trip up there because it's a special place. I'm not into the holistic stuff, but it just feels good up there. The earth feels good. The energy. I get my energy up there, Farzi.
Yeah, you don't need any more energy.
No, I mean the calming energy. I'm one with the earth. I lay on the red rocks and I feel the energy of the earth. You know, right. I feel the earth move under my feet.
Okay. All right. Now, when that energy leaves you and you're in traffic, last question. When you're in traffic, what makes Tony Bruno beep his horn?
Well, a lot of things. Not just beep my horn, but, you know, wish I had a submachine gun mounted on my hood so that I can blow the car tires, not hurt people.
Right.
It's people who are on their phones, and you know they're on their phones, and they're driving slow, not just in the left lane. If they're in the left lane, I sideswipe them and knock them into the median. But if they're in front of me and I get in and pull up next and they're on the phone, I really want to do the pull the steering wheel, hit the car. But again, I got a new truck, so I'm not going to damage my car.
No.
But I still don't get people holding their phones when they're driving and texting. It's the dumbest thing ever. I get it. Why do you have to drive and hold your phone when people are on the road? And that's why you see so many here in Arizona. It's even worse. Every day there's like 50 rear end accidents. You know, somebody was on their phone, and then the guy slams his brakes because he catches up, and then the car behind him hits him, and then the other guy hits them, and then you have 15 cars on the side because of one moron. I think that's the biggest travesty ever. People texting and driving or on the phone when they're driving.
No, I'm 1,000,000,000% with you. Tony, safe travels to you. I'll get you on the Farsi show in a Super Bowl-less world, I promise. You know I love you, buddy.
Sorry I gave you long answers, man, but, you know, I don't have much energy left. It's the end of the day. I got some parties to go to. I got to go out. I got to save some energy for tonight, man.
I literally told Tony, I'll keep this to a tight 10. I know you got places to be. It's been 20 minutes. Tony, thank you, brother. Great catching up.
Anytime, Barth. You know, time's no problem to me, man. Anytime you call me, I'll be there, bro.
You got it, man. My best to the lovely Miss Robin, okay?
Thank you, brother.
All right, brother. I'll see you. The great Tony Bruno joining us on the Rothman Orthopedics guest line.